weren't supposed to play in the swamp, but we usually did anyhow, and got quite wet and muddy on numerous occasions.
Remembering the old primary school in Haines, where the cleared lot on Main Street is now. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next.
I, Gregory Goodman.
I, Gregory Goodman.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Haines Assembly voted to swear Greg Goodman into Assembly Seat E on Tuesday night, putting to rest a contested election that required a lengthy investigation into Goodman's Haines residency.
And that I will faithfully
perform the duties.
Perform the duties
of Borough Assembly Member to the best of my ability.
Of Borough Assembly Member to the best of my ability.
The 4-2 vote cast at the assembly meeting hinged on each assembly member's interpretation of what it means to be a resident of Haines. Assemblymen Rossman and Lapp ultimately voted no to the motion to seat Goodman. The discussion that preceded the vote included debate about Goodman's physical location over the past year and also Goodman's intent to return and the will of the voters who cast most of their votes for Goodman for seat E. It probably would have been a pleasing sight for some troubled kids while they were students there, but the recent demolition of the old primary school in Haines actually welled up a lot of nostalgia in former school kids and employees.
The fun memory is when the cottonwood leaves would fall. If we had a drier fall, then I would have to rake up the leaves between the buildings, and there would be the huge piles of leaves, and the kids would help me out, and they would be piling through the leaves and doing that. That was fun.
That's 35-year employee Dwight Nash. Now that the Main Street lot is cleared to awaken a baffling new view, their memories are the only evidence of the years of life that inhabited those buildings. Alan Heinrich served as a principal in those buildings for nearly two decades, when they had fewer than 300 students in the school. He said the demolition reminded him of the school fire that destroyed part of the building in 1973.
That was after my first year here. That summer we had a fire and burned it down, and we really scrambled. We started school late and had to find places for classes and things like that. 19 good years I had of many, many fine memories of those 19 years, and a lot of students who are still in town even went through that building, including my four children.
One former student, Sarah Swinton, is now grown up and a member of the Haines School Board. She and Doug Allrood run the grocery store across the street from the old school.
Mr. Gullerford was our janitor, and I remember it was one nice snowy day, and I lost my tooth outside in the snow, and he helped me look for a long time, and that was pretty swell. We never found my tooth because, of course, it's full of snow, but that was kind of a neat thing.
There used to be a swamp back there before they've kind of finished the track off there towards the back where that trail is going between the school over to the high school there. There used to be a big swamp back there, and we weren't supposed to play in the swamp, but we usually did anyhow, and got quite wet and muddy on numerous occasions.
And yeah, I do remember the books too. There were, you had a little piece of paper that, you know, like a, what would you call it, like a bookmark that you had to slide down the side, and you had to circle your little answers, and as you slid your marker, it showed if you got your answers right or not. But Ashley was always way ahead of me in those books.
Another fascinating one was before we had the pool, I see it was Vivian Marsh decided that we could have a swimming pool in the primary building. So the gym of the primary building, they put in a liner and had about a 4-foot deep pool inside the primary gym. That was our first swimming pool.
Some students had late-breaking confessions to get off their chest.
Oh, elementary school? I was the one that put the iodine spot on the carpet of Frank Holmes's science room.
Phil Wild, best known now as the fireworks guy for the Northern Panhandle, was known by another moniker when he was a student.
So I was pretty much the detention king of 1989. My room I knew best was Frank Holmes' science room. I had detention usually in the lunch, or I had detention in after school. And the reason why I had so many detentions is I came up with a plan of I didn't have to go outside and play in the snow and the cold and the wind, so I went and I got as many detentions as I could so I didn't have to go outside and play. What happened, we were messing with iodine crystals, and we were creating liquid iodine, and I got some of the iodine crystals on my skin, and they burnt, so I swept them off the table onto the back of the, onto the brand new, wasn't installed no more than 3 days over the weekend. It was a Monday. I put the big, huge, and so the iodine crystals hit the floor, and we thought, well, geez, we're just going to mop this up with water. Well, the more water we put, the more browner that carpet got, and so we had this big hurricane. It had to be a spot probably about, I don't know, 3 inches in diameter. There's that story.
But even his mischievous ways couldn't keep him from learning something at the old school.
I finally went through chemistry through high school, and I found out to clean the iodine spots, you use something called photographer's hypo or sodium thiosulfate. And the sodium attacks to the iodine and turns colorless.
The school showed its age in different ways for different people. Computer teacher Sam McFeeters has seen a lot of technology changes in his time.
You know, the kindergartners would learn kid pics, you know, point and click stuff, and now they're surfing the web. It's pretty amazing the progress that has been made with technology in education. When I first got my job at the Haines Elementary School, I was shown the computer room and sat down in my office and started to work. And a couple of weeks later, my dad came to visit, and my dad was the superintendent here for several years. And he looked at the office, and he looked around, and he said, "You know what? I believe this was my office." And we looked even further, and we found that the desk that I was using was actually his desk from when he was the principal in that particular school. And thankfully, the desk did survive. It was moved when the school was built over here, but obviously the office is no more.
Bob Adkins' computer room. This is back in the 80s when we were still programming and basic programming, doing line numbers and if-then statements on these old Apple II computers. You had to get a computer license. This was always fun. And so after school, you could go into the computer room and play 8-bit programs such as Mario Brothers or Hero.
A few years back, one of the fire inspectors that came in saw the fire panel downstairs and said, "Boy, when they tear this building down, I want that. That's an antique." The fascinating piece of equipment that was still installed in the wall in the office of the elementary building was the simplex time clock. And you opened up the panel and looked inside it, and there was about a 10-inch cylinder, a stainless steel cylinder, that rotated, and you stuck pins in it, and those pins would set off a relay that would cause the bells to ring.
Dwight Nash's duty for 35 years was to keep those buildings intact, which made its demolition especially profound for him.
Well, I started as a groundskeeper, and I think that was around 72 or somewhere in that. I've completely replumbed both the buildings, so all the water system I did it myself. And basically rewired a good portion of the elementary and primary.
Nash also had 4 kids attend that school while he was working there, preventing flooding every spring, shoveling snowdrifts out of the inside of the school, witnessing boiler room blowups, and even removing a locker door from its hinges once to free a girl who got locked inside.
There was a closet down at the bottom of the stairs. If you opened up the closet door, there was a painting that my son Carl did when he was just barely able to get around. When I was painting in the school, he wanted to do painting, so I just turned him loose in the closet and he painted that. And when I was doing the rugs and maintenance, I think all the children have spent their time writing on the rug machine while I pulled it around and did the rugs. As youngsters.
Barbara Pardee came to Haines as a single school teacher in 1970. She was the home ec and physical education teacher in the old elementary school, a combination she remembers was a little odd.
And what I remember was so hard for me was because I had to dress down. In those days, they required that the PE teacher be dressed down and doing the exercises or leading with the students. And I had all the junior high and high school students as well. And so I had this little tiny office, and I had paper over the windows, and I'd have to rush in there, change my clothes, and run up to the gym, and then come back down and change again. And so I remember that being a kind of a hilarious hassle.
They planted the trees, I think, when I was in second grade, that are along Main Street. I'm not sure who planted those, but I think it was when I was in second grade that those got planted. And to look at how tall they are now is not a very good feeling. They should be taken down, so I'm not reminded about how old I am as they keep getting taller and taller.
No decision has been made for the future of the former school grounds, but the Haynesboro is beginning to put together a work plan for the newly cleared site. Ideas and input from the public will be part of the planning process. In the meantime, gazing in the direction of the blank spot along Main Street might be the hardest part for some.
It wasn't very pleasant. I went by two or three times on the day it went down, and it brought back a lot of old memories, and it was sad to see it go. It kind of reminds me of the year that the school burned. It brought back a lot of sad memories to watch it go down, and I'll miss it. We've been here a long time, and the school's been there the whole time.
It was an amazing place to have an education.
You know, you had a lot of fun over there, but it was time for them to come down, I think.
You know, it was a sad day.
I've looked. I was looking at the pad left underneath the old primary building and thinking, well, with just a little bit of cleaning and repair, it can be a tennis court.
Main Street's very empty. It was a nice school.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS Local News.